it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Women Leadership Group. As Green Women, we are passionate about growing our own lives and being activists for deep concerns about women's issues and our self-care practices, healthy living, nature healing, environment and climate crisis, social justice and activism, and living in harmony with Mother Earth. We are artists, educators, students, medical professionals, entrepreneurs, coaches, business owners, green mamas and green grandmas, and we are wrapping our lives and work around making a difference in our world today. Well, today's episode is about savory moments for the summer. Wow. I know I want a lot of savory moments this summer. But in our world today, we are experiencing so many levels of stress. And we know this is not physically or mentally good for the health of our bodies and minds. As being that it is the season of summer, which I talked about in my last podcast, that in traditional Chinese medicine, as well as Ayurvedic practices, summer is about high energy in the universe, which can aggravate our stress levels. So what can we do about this? Well, summer is also a great time to find some time for relaxation and play, like going for a leisurely walk in the woods, sitting by the beach, swimming and having fun, boating. But we don't always have to be moving either. Doing meditation is a great way to alleviate stress, relax, and be refreshed. So today, I would like to give you some tips in ways we can find some downtime, meditate, and relax. Which brings me to an article in the Mindful magazine, which I absolutely love because it fills my heart and soul. I don't usually subscribe to magazines, but this magazine is for me. And my personal note is if you become interested in the technique of being mindful or practicing mindfulness, I encourage you to subscribe. You can either subscribe through the mail and get a physical magazine, or you can also do it online. Which leads me into my topic this episode about mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation is based on the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn. I was so lucky and fortunate to have taken an 8-week class learning about the tools of relaxing, meditating, and utilizing our capacity for self-healing. As stated in their program, mindfulness can best be described as an intentional focused awareness, a way of purposely attending to the present moment. It also states living skillfully with less stress. Wow, wouldn't we like to do that? And you know what? You can. I also love the description of mindfulness by Jon Kabat-Zinn from Wherever You Go, There You Are. Think about that. Wherever you go, there you are. In essence, mindfulness is about wakefulness. Our minds are such that we often more asleep than awake to the unique beauty and possibilities of each present moment as it unfolds. While it is the nature, though, of our mind to go on automatic pilot and lose touch with the only time we actually have to live, to grow, to feel, to love, to learn, to give shape to things, to heal, our mind holds the deep innate capacity to help us awaken to our moments and use them to advantage for ourselves, for others, and for the world we inhabit. Just as a garden requires attending, if we hoe to cultivate flowers and not have it be overrun with weeds, mindfulness also requires cultivating. We call the cultivating our own mind to bring it wakefulness, meditation. The beauty of it is that we carry this garden with us, wherever we go, wherever we are. I would like to share a technique or a way of living that I just read recently in the Mindful magazine titled Summer Self-Care, Savor the Moment by Barry Boyce, who is, by the way, an avid mindfulness practitioner for over 40 years and the founding editor of Mindful and Mindful.org and the author of Mindfulness Revolution. But before I begin, as I stated in my previous podcast, 62, which was about the meaning of summer, I mentioned summer is also a time for rest and play. So let's continue. As Barry Boyce states, there is plenty to savor in the joyful and mundane moments of your life. And summer offers the perfect invitation to allow you to slow down, to be present and appreciate the world around you. And he did this by savoring everything. He was actually doing a little personal experiment, even the unsavory times. And how did he do it? By embracing the attitude of gratitude. Let me repeat that. I think it's so important. He did it by the attitude of gratitude. You know, being grateful is one of the ways that maneuvers us through life. And I believe we can always find something to be grateful for. For no matter where we are or what we do, we can find something to be grateful. So Boyce mentions a few ways to savor this summer. And I'm going to start. There's about six of them. So the first one, when things are good, savor the joy. If you did listen to my last episode, the season of summer, the emotion is joy. So feeling joy resides in the presence and the moment. We can let joy in at any moment. Number two, when it's every kind of bad, savor the resilience. When we think of bad, don't you feel painful or hurting? It could be physical pain, but many times it's emotional pain we are experiencing. We all have different ways to manage the bad. Maybe we get help. Maybe we become vulnerable and show resiliency and bounce back. And this teaches us to take the good and the bad. Number three, when you find it's boring, savor the freedom. Maybe meditation can help you relax, to quiet your mind, and just be in the moment. Remember, we do not have to stay busy all the time. Free yourself of the commitments, of the have-tos or shoulds. As Boyce said it well, we don't need to be entertaining ourselves or others every minute of the day. Freedom might just be your best friend. Number four, when it's unwieldy, savor the laughter. You know, just like the saying goes, laughter is the best medicine. When things go wrong or not the way we planned, and you say to yourself, why me? Why always me? Stop and pause and ask, why not me? And relax and see what happens. Number five, the kids are gone, the dog's in the kennel, your partner is off to work, and you find yourself alone. Has that happened to any of you? So when you're alone, savor the space. And I'm not talking about living alone. This can become a time of awe and wonder and simplicity, maybe bringing you some peace and tranquility. And we all need these moments to be refueled and recharged. And I am a true believer in having time alone. alone to just be. Number 6, when you're with others, savor the companionship. How do you feel when you're with a friend or an outing of like-minded friends, girls or boys' nights out? Maybe you feel joyful or need a shoulder to cry on. Have something exciting to share, doing an activity, whatever it is, we humans are all about connection. And what's not to savor in the experience of being with other human beings? We all need that connection to savor. So my hope for you, all of you, this summer is to find some alone time just with yourself. Get up early with the sun. Have a cup of coffee or tea just with yourself, which is my perfect beginning of my morning. Meditate or go to the mindful.org app and find a meditation. Read a book or a reading, a saying, a quote, or a poem. If you do not journal, begin to journal and let your journal be your best friend. I know for me that I really got to know me, myself, through journaling. And you don't have to do it every day, but journal maybe monthly or really when you feel like you want to. Draw or paint in your journal. You can even put stickers in your journal. Do some yoga or stretches. Go for a walk or a stroll in the park. Maybe a bike ride by yourself. Sit outside and listen to the birds and the sounds of nature. View the trees, a flowering bush. You know, lately I've been watching the wild turkeys and their little babes following them, and the deer and the fawns. Just get in touch with nature. All these activities bring us the best time, and that is savoring ourselves. I would like to leave you now with a couple quotes, actually three. I liked all three of them so much. So I'm going to start with the first one, and that is "The Universe is Inside of You" by Rupi Kaur. The universe is inside of you. Look inwards and see yourself for who you really are. We are all made of stardust, and we are all beautiful when we love ourselves unconditionally. The second one is "A Self-Love Poetry" by Becca Lee. I'm sorry, but this is my time, the time I choose to be selfish, the time that I need to turn within, to tend and nurture, to bear white flags across the battlefield that I have allowed my body to become. I have turned away inwards, not because I have less love for the world around me, but because I am focusing on finding more love for myself. And the last one is "Self-Love" by James Cruz. Treat yourself as an honored guest in your own home. Sweep the floors, whisking loose hairs and crumbs into the dustpan, clearing cobwebs as if you were about to arrive here for the first time. Stoke the fire in the wood stove, stacking logs of birch and maple, whose bark curls it into flames that will warm the whole house as you step inside your body. Learning to love its shape like never before. Offer yourself the wedge of brie you've been keeping at the back of the fridge. Pop open whatever bottle you've been saving for the moment you finally become your own dream date, your own special occasion. Now sit at the table, set for one, and feast on a simple meal of bread and cheese, relishing each taste of this new life, which has always been waiting inside of you. I hope you have a wonderful summer, and remember to do things for yourself. As always, I would like to give you all a big thank you for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend, download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health, the health of your family, and the health of Mother Earth, our true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.